Well, the city's most vulnerable will have a roof over their heads in the event of a second wave of COVID-19. All this thanks to a major infusion of cash from the provincial government. The province is spending nearly $750,000 to partner with the Gathering Place for temporary low-barrier emergency shelters. Joanne Thompson, the Gathering Place's executive director, joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Ms. Thompson.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. I thank you so much for joining the VOCM morning show. I guess my first question has to do with low barrier emergency shelter. What exactly is that?
Jerry Lynn, it's basically from the Gathering Place, from our design of this, it's really around the idea of an out of the cold model. Last winter specifically, it seems so long ago now, but during Snowmageddon, we sadly, watch people leave each day and have to find shelter somewhere in the community in our door space. We realized at the time that, as other cities in Canada, we need to have a winter response, that regardless of how challenging somebody's life may be at that time, no one should sleep outdoors because there isn't a safe bed for them. So that was what really started our conversation. And then, of course, during COVID-19, it really became even more pronounced. And so in collaboration with the community, with government partners, we were grateful to have the opportunity to do this as a temporary measure while a more permanent shelter model is put in place. So when we present to government how we would set the shelter up and how people would come in, it was very much around still collaborating with existing systems and, for example, Newfoundland and Labrador Housing around ensuring that we work with existing structures in the community. But for us, it is really around ensuring that there is a place, a safe space to sleep during this time while we're putting something more permanent in place.
And where will the shelter be located? Will it be at one fixed location or will it be a series of satellite shelters?
For us, it's going to be within the Gathering Place because we wanted to be really careful that this is one component of many other things that we do in a day. We really believe that our services are always offered with this idea of what we refer to as social determinants, but the notion that, your health care is connected also with your ability to access food, your ability to be able to get out of the weather, social inclusion. Trust that what happens at Gathering Place is very much linked to people's belonging to a center, so there's a high degree of trust in individuals who very often are challenged in other parts of their life and interactions within society are able to coexist in a very positive way within the organization. So for us, it was very important to keep things within that model. And so the relationships that we have with many of the same individuals who, of course, we know are most challenged for a place to sleep or a place to live, the same relationship and sense of belonging within this community is really what we feel will have the greatest impact in terms of somebody feeling safe enough to stay indoors on a night that they would normally be outside and really unsheltered. So we're going to kind of redesign our space. We call it repurposing and just shift some programs around so that we can provide the beds within the building and understanding that it is a temporary solution.
And Ms. Thompson, just to get away from the low barrier shelter for one second, there's a lot of conversation building on social media that, the federal government recommended that provinces treat the CERB or the CERB, the relief funding, as the child tax. But now the provincial government is not doing that, and they're clawing back some of it from people who are on income support. Are you seeing that on the ground floor where you are? What are you hearing on that?
Well, it is obviously, we are part of the conversation, and it is very challenging for guests who've received amounts of some of the CERB funds and then not really understanding that this will also impact on what they receive from income support. So, you know, we sit with the broader community and very much part of that collaborative engagement with the provincial government on how we can minimize the impact and really allow people to understand the reality that of what the CERB fund was intended for in terms of our population and then gathering place, and then how we can help them basically understand the impact then on their income support. So it's really for us, you know, it's a very complicated conversation, but I think ultimately the broader community having a shared a plan in place and bringing our challenges with CERB and how it plays out within very much a marginalized population, I think we need to stay at the table together, and then ultimately our solutions will be much more comprehensive.
And I know that you will be staying at that table. Joanne Thompson, we have to leave it there. I thank you so much for checking in with the VOCM's Morning Show.
Thank you.